He fed her a banana. He put it in her mouth.
And then they finish with, I wish I could give you literally any context, but there is none.
Okay, I forgot the intro.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome to Lit Tea Rary,
the podcast where two gals sip tea and chat books.
A book club where you don't have to leave your house.
Or wear pants.
Woo!
That took a while. Hi, and welcome back.
Wow, it's been only a few months.
Only many months. Like five.
You know, we've been in a pandemic. That's what can true. We say?
And you're in grad school.
And you're a working woman.
Yeah. It's my afternoons watching Netflix. Oh, I'm so busy.
Sipping the tea.
It's still really hot. What do we do next?
I don't know.
Is it the tea now? No, it's the book.
What are we reading?
What are you say what we're reading?
We're reading This Time Next Year by Sophie Cousin.
Say those three every time.
That one.
Should have listened to an interview and that probably would have been a good idea.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And what tea are we drinking?
We are drinking Trader Joe's Winter Wake Up Tea.
Ooh.
Just one of my personal faves.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the website to read, you know, the description, as one does of their tea. And it says, a warm, wintry spiced blend of black tea that is sure to put a pep in your step.
Ooh, that does sound good.
You can taste it if you like.
No.
Nope. Okay, forgot. You hate tea.
Welcome to
Exposed. Mary, we were exposed like three episodes ago. Bracing black tea is imbued with sweet cinnamon, fragrant orange peel, which you can taste. It really does taste great. Mm-hmm. And spicy ginger cloves. Ginger and cloves.
It's like ginger cloves.
It's a winter warmer in the truest sense.
Huh.
With your renewed vim and vigor.
Whoa.
After your morning cuppa, you might even spice up your winter cakes by steeping a few bags of winter wake-up tea in the liquid called for your recipe.
Whoa. Yeah, that planned it.
So, you can be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed throughout the rest of your holiday season.
Why? Does she have bushy hair?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
But holidays.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I got distracted of what word we were talking.
Bright-eyed, bushy.
And then there was a note at the bottom.
Hmm.
Since posting, the details of this item may have changed due to fluctuating market prices, federal regulations, currency rates, drought, bandits, rush hour traffic, filibusters, zombie apocalypse, punctilious product developers, and, you know, maybe COVID.
It says that?
No, I added COVID. It says everything else.
That wasn't the one. Bandits?
Bandits.
Whoa.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yes. That's what we're living through.
Yeah. So,
interesting.
Cheers to winter wake
cheers.
Up.
Cheers.
What are you drinking,
dear sparkling friend? Lemon water.
Oh, hey, what day is it?
It's December 31st.
And what does that make tomorrow?
The 1st.
And?
My birthday.
Sorry, Papa.
Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. And that's why we read this book.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to give us a brief summary of said book?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to write that.
Well, guess what? So. The back of the book has
do, do, do. Do T-L-D-R. Do, do.
D-R.
So, their lives began together, but their worlds couldn't be more different.
Oh, BT dubs, this is a London book.
Oh, it is. I was just doing that.
Perfect.
Right, now I have an excuse to talk like this, just like the guest list member. Oh, crikey!
Yeah, you're Australian. And was there a little bit of Irish?
At least. Okay, anyways. So it follows these two characters, Minnie Cooper and Quinn Hamilton, who are both born on the same day, New Year's Day, in the same hospital, only a second apart. And Quinn's mom gets the prize for having the first baby born in the 90s. And Minnie's mom, Connie, is salty AF.
Hey.
So anyways, they like meet throughout their lives and don't know it, you know, in all of London.
Mm-hmm.
And then
like every other year.
And then finally they do meet when Minnie gets locked in a bathroom after being dragged to a party. Oh, she thinks that she has like a curse for New Year's, right?
Oh yeah.
So she hates New Year's.
Because she's had bad luck on like falling in potholes and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fine.
But anyways, so she meets Quinn. She's like, you're with Quinn Hamilton? And he's like, yeah, weirdo. And then...
Name stealer.
I would like to say they fall in love, but they kind of just like don't talk. And then they don't. And then they talk a little. And then they don't. And then they swim. And then they don't. And then they kiss. And then they don't.
So it's like a normal relationship.
It's a boring relationship. That's what it is. I don't read for normal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No one wants to read about normal people.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a bunch of side characters and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. She owns a business. The business goes bankrupt.
Right. And she's a baker.
Yeah.
That's her whole gig. She bakes pies.
Yeah.
It's called No Hard Fillings.
Dumbest name ever.
She's like, I know it. I don't even need suggestions.
Her friend's suggestions were so much better. I was like, oh, go with that one. And then she was like, No Hard Fillings.
How does that relate to your... Who would buy a pie from that?
What if I want a hard filling?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound good. But anyways.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I appreciate that.
That was probably the most succinct plot we've ever given.
Again, this might be a short episode because we haven't done this in, 5 months.
Also because nothing happened in this book.
That's also true.
There, like, was no plot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, shall we go on then to
the publishing?
Yeah.
This book was published in hardcover on August 10th, 2020 by Arrow, an imprint of Penguin Random House. Arrow is one of the most successful commercial paperback imprints in the UK.
My.
How this book got in, I don't know.
Did they do the guest list as well?
Oh, did they? I don't know.
I doubt it, but it just like seems on brand.
It does seem on. You're right. I mean, they're not similar books, but I hated them to a similar extent. Okay.
sorry.
Arrow is also the publisher of E.L. James' 50 Shades of Grey, the best-selling book of all time.
What?
Which I don't think it surpassed the Bible yet, but like we're just going to move past that.
Two very different books.
And I think they're top two.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They also published our very fine novel today.
Love it.
And then the editor at Arrow for this novel was Sunny Marr. Hmm. It was also published digitally on August 10th, 2020 by Cornerstone Digital. And the paperback came out very recently, December 1st, 2020, by G.P. Putnam's Sons. So this is like one of the oldest publishers, which is really cool. In 1849, Putnam published the revised works of his close friends, Washington Irving.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then a year later, the house published Susan Warner's The Wide, Wide World, which became known as America's first bestseller.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Again, two very like primo, great, well-known, well-respected publishers picked
this book
this time next year.
Okay.
And then the editor at G.P. Putnam's Sons was Margot Lipschultz, who's an executive editor. I have two very minor points left. It was a Good Morning America book club pick. Are we shocked? Good Morning America's pretty mediocre too. And then it was listed as comedy, fiction, humor, romance, and women's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the comedy and the humor?
Mm-hmm.
And the romance.
Her name's Minnie Cooper. Yeah, and the romance.
Yeah. They made out like twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, that sorry. And then her next novel, which is coming out, it's predicted to come out May 8th, 2021 by Arrow Publishing, is The Way We Met. Would you like to give us a little synopsis?
Yes. So in an interview she did with the Nerd Daily, she said they asked, are you working on something new? And she said, I am. I've just finished the first draft of an exciting new novel, which will be out next year. It's about a girl who picks up the wrong suitcase at the airport. And then when she looks at the contents,
what?
Realizes the case must belong to the man of her dreams.
Okay, one. How do you pick up the wrong suitcase? You put name tags on. Two. Why would you open the suitcase?
And then be like, ooh la la, I'm a man.
Yeah, what was in there? What was in the suitcase?
I don't know.
We're going to have to read and find out.
Mm.
Absolutely not.
I bet it was just like white business shirts. She's like, wow.
Don't forget about that one fish tie. What? You've never seen a fish tie?
I've seen like fish flops.
No, it's like a fish. It's a tie that's a fish.
Wow. Is that your...
Maybe.
Anyways, that's what she said.
Okay. Okay. That will be coming out 5 months from now. So keep an eye out, mm-hmm. ladies and gents. And everyone in between.
Yeah, there you go.
Your turn.
Interesting. Well...
We're back on the interesting.
I'll be keeping my eyes shut to that
book. Okay.
Okay, so as we said, Sophie, what are we agreeing on?
Cousins.
Cousins. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Sophie Cousins is...
Sorry, Sophie, if we're wrong.
So on her Twitter, she says, writer of books, slayer of dragons. Oh, no, wait, just the first bit. So she's funny.
Ew. That Anyways. Was so funny. Mm-hmm. Can I add that to our podcast bio? Yes. Podcast of books and slayer of dragons.
Oh wait, just the first part. Wonderful. Okay, then so she was a TV pursuit blah blah. She was a TV producer in London for more than 12 years, and one of the shows I guess that she produced was Big Brother.
No. What?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that show's so old.
Yeah. Whoa. 12 years. I don't know how she got into writing, show. But yeah.
Me too.
But she lives on the island of Jersey in the UK.
No idea what that is.
It's an island. Of jerseys.
Of jerseys?
Yes.
Of Jersey Mike's.
They have all the old jerseys and okay. We have all the new jerseys.
I see. That's just where they get shipped. Get it?
Shipped
to an island. You have to take a ship.
Did you get my joke? To New Jersey?
Okay. We're fine. We should write books.
We should write rom-coms. Okay. So she's a writer. She works for an arts charity.
Laughing at your own show. I'm laughing at the situation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So she's a writer. She works for an arts charity, but it doesn't say which one.
It's a fake charity.
Yeah, I guess. And then she takes care of her two kids.
Aww.
She also says that she loves all forms of cheese and most forms of dogs.
Which forms of dogs does she not like? If it's corgis, we can be friends.
You don't like corgis?
No, I hate corgis. They're short, stubby, and gross.
Like me.
You are not short, stubby, or gross. Well, you're short. You're not stubby and gross. Charlie's half corgi.
And his little butt.
His butt's cute.
There
and
you go.
I think it's the short legs I don't like.
Bindi has...
But she's like tiny. Anyways, I guess there are some dog breeds.
And so anyways, I don't know what the most is that she... Or some that she doesn't like, but...
Corgis, I'm going with it.
Well, she said she likes dachshunds, so I don't think so. Anyways. So, coming back to this interview from the Nerd Daily, she would describe this book in three words as romantic.
Sorry, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
You're going to love the second one.
Funny. That is funny.
And delicious.
Ew! What was the pies?
because you'd want to bake pies after reading it. Okay. So I think you'll find this very interesting.
I probably won't, but thank you.
No, I think you will.
Oh, really?
I think you will.
Like, for sure?
Yeah, no, I, well, in like a bashing kind of way.
Okay.
So she was asked, what's the hardest part of writing? And, you know, whatever most people would say. But she said, I think the hardest part for me was the second draft. I'd had input from editors on things I should tweak, characters I should change, and I found this very difficult to implement.
Oh, you're one of those. Oh, you're one of those.
Isn't that interesting?
That's so interesting.
That this book came out of someone who didn't want to change things.
Crazy. I bet she didn't change things. Poor editors.
Yes, poor Sunny.
Poor Sunny and...
I thought it was just Sunny.
Nope, Sunny was one of them. Margot.
Oh, yeah, she had probably so much good feedback. Anyway, so yep. She said that the easiest character to write was Bev and the hardest was Connie.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Connie drove me nuts.
And then she said a way that she relaxes is she has wine and Netflix.
Me too. Me too.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Are we ready for the best part ever?
Woo!
What time is it?
Guess what we don't have in this episode, though?
What?
Whop accolades.
Yeah, that's because this... Oh, my gosh! Wait, it's a New York Times bestseller. There's your whop accolade.
It doesn't say on here.
I should have done... I think it...
No, she's a New York Times bestselling author.
But this is her only book. Doesn't that mean that this would be...
I don't
New York Times bestseller?
Wait, this is the new cover, right?
Yeah. Oh, cover design and illustration by Sandra Chu. Throw that in there.
Okay. Huh. Well, interesting. It's not on the book.
I'm going to take away that whoop accolade. She did not receive it yet. But it's time for reviews. Woo! Okay, how many do you have?
Yeah, I forgot to count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I have 7. Mine are soups short, though. Like one line. Were you possessed by a demon?
I had to burp, but it didn't come. It's stuck right here.
Aww.
I'm going to be over here struggling. So, this one person said in the...
Oh, you did Goodreads.
Oh, right.
Book of the month.
Yes. This is on Goodreads. So these are all 1 star, by the way.
I threw in some 5 stars just to spice it up a little bit.
They were boring.
They were, yeah.
So in their pre-review, they said, when I picked this up, I thought, oh, this will either be a fun, fluffy read or a complete dumpster fire of hatred and anger. Did not take me long to lean towards option 2. And same. And it continued to say...
Page 1.
Yeah. Continued to say, if you yearn for the days of British rom-coms before rom-coms were good, this is the book for you.
This is a Hallmark movie with a cover on it.
Ugh, it's so much more boring, though.
It's because it's red. If I watched this, I'd probably enjoy it.
There's no snogging until, like, page 280.
You really have to get on the snogging. Yeah. I guess you could have the best friend and her boyfriend snog.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And then the person said, this is a boring plot line, which is offensive to me as well. Bottom line, was a time capsule recently discovered in England? Because I refuse to believe this was written this year.
Ooh. Do you need some ice?
And then in the replies, which are fun to read, the replies, someone said, who hurt you? And the poster...
This book hurt me.
That's what he said! Then the poster, the initial poster said, this book, Danielle.
This book, Danielle. Oh, boy. Oh, I like this. I like this person.
Me too. I love it. Before they were good.
Okay. This was a dislike on Book of the Month. They don't do stars. Minnie was exhausting and unlikable. Which, yeah.
That's how I feel about myself.
Well, yeah, but she was just like 100 times worse.
And her name was Minnie Cooper.
Minnie Cooper.
Hated it.
Yeah.
That's when I knew this was going to be a hatred and anger.
Can I be honest with you? Huh? It took me approximately half the book to realize that her name was Minnie Cooper.
What? Even after all the jabs?
Listen, I skimmed. Oh. It was so dull. I think I just passed over all the Minnie Cooper stuff. That's so funny. And then Quinn made fun of it or something like that. And I was like, she's a Minnie Cooper.
Aw.
Another one just said, ugh, not my cup of tea at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, how British of you.
Okay, my turn. This person I just thought was interesting. It's not really funny, but you'll see. I also got to say that as a Brazilian, I was kind of mad that the author didn't research a lot to include a reference of my country in the book, which I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, wait, what? They never even went to Brazil.
I know. It was like a fleeting reference, I guess.
Oh, was it?
I guess.
Sorry. Oh, was it?
Sorry. She said, she, as in the author or something, said El Salvador as if it's somewhere in my country. But El Salvador, in all caps, is actually a country.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have Salvador, not El Salvador.
Oh, did she say El Salvador,
so
Brazil?
In the book, yeah.
Oh. Fact checker should have gotten that.
That's like, yeah. Huh. But I just thought that, one, I have no idea what they're talking about. And two. Oops.
Oh, I guess there were a ton of typos in the digital version. So I'm almost wondering which version she read. Because I think in the hardcover and the digital version.
Virgin.
There were typos and like things were wrong. Oh, so I don't know if terrible. It was one of those.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
Well, that was the review. I didn't catch that.
Okay. Can I go? I have a really short one. I think we'll agree with it.
It's your turn. Okay. You get to do two.
Okay. Started strong, then fizzled out. No sexy bits in this romance. Can we talk about the owls in her belly?
Oh my gosh. Like the first time I was like, okay.
I was not. I was like, who says owls in my belly?
I was like, oh, she's trying to get around the cliche of butterflies.
But it is the cliche, just with owls.
But that, she repeated it 10 times.
A page?
The owls laid eggs. And I was like,
they were angry. They wanted me to make him stay. Shut up about your owls.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yes. This is a loved on book of the month.
Ooh.
I am going to yell, so I'm going to back away when I start to yell. One of my favorites ever. I was worried it would be another predictable romantic fiction novel, but not at all. I was so enthralled, and the ending. The recipes at the back too. Which it was at this moment I found out there were recipes in the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned to Katie and I go, Katie, don't look at your book. And she goes, oh yeah, the recipes. Anyways, that was cool. They're,
you know,
not
what
good.
The recipes are of,
yeah, there's like a couple of pies and a fruitcake.
A steak pie. I was very I know they have savory pies, you know, but I was very caught.
Well,
off
and
guard.
She was selling savory pies.
Oh, I know, but I was thinking sweet pies. Yeah. When they were like, a meat pie, I was like,
well, then there's that weird meat pie that's not actually meat.
Mince.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fruit.
Here it's fruit. Elsewhere it's actually meat.
Yuck. I don't know. I mean, a pot pie is meat, but it just like the idea of meat. Pies?
I mean, a pot pie is really just soup in a bread bowl.
My kind of meal.
Is it not? It's like mostly liquid.
Love it.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, thank you for those yelling bits.
You're welcome. I have three more.
Okay. I have two.
Okay.
The worst thing about this book is that it tried to convince me that two Capricorns could ever be together.
Oh my gosh! Didn't someone say that in the book too? I think Fleur was like, two Capricorns will never work.
Not romantic enough to be a romance book and not funny enough to be a rom-com. Okay, this is what got me with this review, because when I was reading the scene, I thought it was weird, but when I heard someone describe the scene, Do you know what scene it is?
No.
Okay. There is, no joke, a scene where the main characters play fight and the female lead ends up seductively eating a banana in the middle of it.
He fed her a banana. He put it in her mouth.
And then they finish with, I wish I could give you literally any context, but there is none.
They just start.
I was so uncomfortable.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, well, we're just friends.
But that's like the sexy bit of the book. And I was like, ew.
And then there was the sexy bit where they got interrupted by their parents.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Gross.
Yeah.
Anyways, just reading that scene at like,
that's a good description of it. It was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really identifies the discomfort in it. Yes.
Seductively eating a banana. But it wasn't seductive. It was so uncomfortable. Okay.
All right. I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
It's really dumb. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I would have liked an epilogue like NYE 2020 or NY Day 2021, but oh, whale. Just like the whale.
Oh, whale. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. There was a New Year's Eve 2020, but I don't.
Yeah.
I remember. That's why I was like, yeah. I got it. It was the New Year's Day 2021.
Right. Okay. I was trying to think where it.
It ended on New Year's Eve 2020, which is today. It's happening right now in London. Or it already happened. What time is it there?
They're only 8 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, so it's not quite 10 time. Mm-hmm. It's 10 there, but it's
time. Oh, 10 time?
What? Anyways, this book is occurring in approximately 2 hours.
Occurring? The book?
The ending.
Oh, the ending.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to do another? How many do you have left? One?
One.
I'll do another one. My last two are kind of more about 2020, so we'll see how this goes. This one's just snarky. Should I do that
Love
one first?
It. Okay. Yeah.
Can't get over the fact that it was set in the year 2020 and yet no masks, no quarantine, no stress about family or the BLM protests, nothing. Editor should have changed the dates. I was like, you know what? Yeah, a little bit.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, whoever reads this is going to be like, 2020 was great.
Wow, you went to the zoo?
What is that?
That's a good point.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it came out in August, so like they knew it had happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Super easy to just put it in like 2018. All this could have happened in 2018.
Oof. 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 Great. Okay. The only thing I liked about the book was that it ended.
Why was it not capitalized?
I don't know.
That was really important for some unknown reason.
So yes, I agree. My favorite part of book two was when I closed it.
Oh, that's why I didn't even see the recipes.
Okay, this I don't understand this, and that's why I left it in, and that's why I was looking at the back of the book. Because I don't... The punchline was not bad, though, which had been foreshadowed earlier.
The punchline was bad.
What was the punchline?
So the punchline was that she was the girl in the hallway where they said the lemon... Okay, do you remember this?
That's a punchline? What? Yeah, I made that connection.
Oh, okay.
The first memory, yeah. But like...
I know.
That was... Yeah. I thought a punchline was supposed to be funny.
That's only a punchline to jokes. This was a punchline to a novel. I don't know what that means or what that is.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was good.
No, I didn't either.
This book makes you want to give up on romance altogether. Yep. The way the two main characters went about romance.
Yep.
Just dreadful.
Yeah. Yep. This
yeah,
did
I agree.
Want to make me give up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As there wasn't any.
No, they, no. She elbowed him and then he was like, huh, you're cute.
The penguins at the zoo had more romance.
That's very true. She had more chemistry with the guy telling her about the penguins than Quinn. Remember the old man?
Oh. Dang it, the book could have gone in a totally different direction.
Incredible direction.
Anyways, that's it.
I have one
Woohoo.
Last review. It is again about 2020. Funny to read a book about people actually living life in 2020. Is this classified now as science fiction?
Yeah. It's like a speculative fiction. Mm-hmm. If the pandemic hadn't happened, we all just had boring lives.
Yeah. Interesting. And we were 30.
Can we talk about how they were 30?
And still didn't know how to have a conversation with each other?
Literally.
Yep.
I didn't like that.
No. Nope. Not even a little bit.
Well.
And then there is another line. Overall, a decent and predictable love story with an absurd proposal thrown in.
Oh, the friend. Yeah. I was like, that's like he proposed.
No, it's not like the end of The Wedding Planner.
Oh, man. The fact she didn't even remember the conversation was so uncomfy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I was like, well, what did she want? This obviously was not it.
Yeah, what did she want?
I don't know. We don't know. Her freaking fiance didn't even know.
That's true. Well, the best friend should know. The fiance, maybe, maybe not.
Sorry.
Oh, do it again.
Ew!
Censored. Okay, I don't know what to do from here.
Well, I feel like we've made our opinion about this book pretty clear.
Yeah, what did you think?
Hated it.
Yeah, I had to sit down and be like, okay, Alyssa, time to read 100 pages today.
Mm-hmm.
Time to read another 100 pages.
Yes, I read the last 100 very fast.
Oh.
Did not read.
Finished this morning. Absolutely.
True Alyssa fashion.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I just like thought there it was. No, I just like there was no romance.
It was a very. I read some reviews that were like, oh, it was more about her finding herself. And I was like, also not really.
Yeah, because she didn't. She didn't persevere with the.
Nope.
Business.
Nope.
And then she like lucked out and did. Do it.
She had a contact, which yeah, soup's helpful, but it just happened. Like I thought the business was done. Like I thought that part of the book was done.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the fiance who was like, "You have got to close the business"?
Yeah, I didn't disagree.
Yeah,
like if like, I mean, I would have talked to my partner, not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little weird, but like. Leela was doing, like, all the work.
Yeah, the main character is, honestly, a child. She relies on everybody else honestly. To do all of her bidding.
Yeah. No, we forgot to start with positives.
It ended.
I do have one positive.
That's good.
I did enjoy the dad character, only for his quirk of clocks.
That was cool.
That was it.
That was good. That was good. I liked that their tension was set up between Quinn and his mother. Like, that could have been really cool to explore, like, just a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that really explains.
That was such a backhanded compliment. There was potential.
Because it could have been, it would have added, you know, more dimension. Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't care about their story. I'd much rather have heard about the dad.
Oh, yeah. I want to know how he got into clocks.
His clock.
Why he knows so much about fixing clocks.
Yeah.
And how these clocks are worth 40,000 quid.
Yeah. That, I mean, how did he lose that business?
What business?
Exactly.
Okay.
He, like, that's why the mom is so salty.
Oh. Okay. The mother's, like, arc. Sorry, we're in positive.
No, it's okay. Let's go to the Connie.
Connie. Went from being a salty bee to like a loving mother in maybe 20 pages.
Yes, yes. After talking to her like arch nemesis.
No one changes that fast.
No matter how much you garden through your anxiety.
No. It wasn't even anxiety. She like gardened away her bitchiness.
She was a mean person too.
Terrible. Just truly. Like I know why Minnie's also a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and like
I'm trying so hard not to say it.
Yeah, so for the author to say that Connie was the hardest to write because she was like a tough person. It was like, well, you did a bad job.
She wasn't a tough person. She was just mean.
She was just mean.
And like, she was so nice during the birth scene. I thought, I did like the birth scene.
Yeah.
That was a cool, I liked how she helped her out. Like, their dynamic was great.
Was that the first chapter?
That was the second chapter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
And then it went downhill.
And then there was no more of that.
Went like, underwater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
I said do it again.
What else?
You said you like took pictures of lines.
Oh. Oh.
I bookmarked a couple pages, and by that I mean two.
Yeah, I bookmarked a couple too, but wow, there were some very good ones.
I'm sure this will lead to other discussions. I figured this was just a way in.
No, thank you so much for reminding me. On page 63.
I want to go there. I want to get context.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'm there.
Boop. Okay. So he's at dinner with the girl on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait. Maybe it's not.
Oh.
I don't remember if it's on the beach, but
yeah,
Jaya.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Yep. And the narrator says he wouldn't admit this to anyone, but last night he wondered if just once they couldn't simply watch a DVD and not have sex four times.
I read that and I was like, her poor body.
I was like, why don't you, one, just say something, and two, yep, who's like,
who's gonna complain about that?
Okay, like his type, like bachelor guy, you know.
I know, but they're like, set him up to be such a jerk, but he's like, oh, I just want to have a connection with somebody and not screw all the time. Okay, well, break up with her or yeah, talk to her.
Yeah, that really got me.
Yeah, that was not good.
Okay, I did this one, but I have to figure out why I...
Ooh, what page?
It's on page 71. Oh, yeah, okay. It was just the description of Quinn. Quinn looked even taller than she remembered. He was dressed in jeans and a soft camel-colored jumper with a blue barber jacket slung over one shoulder. He stood with his weight backward, one leg bent, surveying the space around him like a king surveying a newly conquered land. I don't know why I went British.
What's a jumper? All I can think of is a lady's jumper.
It's a sweater.
Oh.
It's just what they call sweaters. But it was like, okay, so he has a jacket slung like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he rocking that look.
And then his leg is like bent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, his weight is all back. And he's like, he's popping that booty. He popping that booty.
Imagine walking into a bakery and doing that. I think I also read that, like, the first time that his leg was bent backwards.
I read that too just now.
Yeah, right? So I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, what a man.
Okay. Do you have any other?
I have got to start like highlighting or something.
See, I do that for school too. I'll dog ear them and then I'll be like, I'll find the line later.
Oh, I think I just bookmarked the baby owls. The first time the baby owls appeared. It felt like, oh, update. He had just said the line, maybe we'll save the kissing for next time. What? And so she goes. It felt like a nest of baby owls living dormant in her stomach had all woken up at once and started flapping their wings, ravenous to be fed.
Because he said he didn't want to kiss her?
It's that they'll kiss next time. They'll kiss later.
Oh, that's not how I read that. Whoop. That's how you tell someone that you don't want to kiss.
Oh, I just say, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Swerve, no thanks.
Ugh. And then she says that
you
like...
You say maybe next time?
No. Yeah, because I've like tried to kiss... So many people tried to kiss me. No, but I didn't read that as like... I'm trying to think. Anyways, then she repeats that 5,000 times.
Yeah, they're always fluttering in her belly. Yuck. Okay, the next one I bookmarked is like page 265. So.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is back when she was like a kid. Nice hat.
Thanks.
She, Katie is currently wearing, we didn't introduce ourselves. In the- Oh, hey, this is Alyssa.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Okay, Katie had her book up on her head like that. Anyways. So she's talking about how they like make fun of her because her name is a car.
Her name's a car.
And then she's like, she didn't have anyone to stand up for her. Hannah, Pauline, and a few of the girls had taken to physically pushing her, yanking her hair. At one point, someone had stabbed her with a pencil. This new Violet scared Minnie. She didn't know how to deal with it. Turns out they stabbed her in the freaking thigh. And I was like, that is very different than name calling.
Yeah.
Oh, how, my gosh. How did you go from, yeah, they started singing car songs near me to, and then they stabbed my leg with a pencil. I know it's not funny, but
it's a jump.
The acceleration.
Like, I know it happens. Acceleration. I know it happens, but it was very, very fast.
I know. What page was it?
236. No, but there's this one line when she was nervous, mm-hmm. I think. And the line read, her heart was in her chest. Where the heck else would it be? What? I reread that line three times. I was like, yeah. Me too.
See what's funny? Didn't even put up a red flag in my head.
You probably didn't read it.
Probably not.
Because I thought I was going to say her heart was in her throat.
Yeah.
Her heart was in her chest. That's good.
As it should be.
Oh, that's the kind of writing this was. I was just like, okay, well, that's it.
Yeah, I died.
I just think the romance wasn't there to be a romance book.
No.
It wasn't funny.
They try. Okay. A big problem I had with this is she'd be like, and then we had witty banter. And I'm like, well, then show me the witty banter. Like, that's what I want to read.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, they were swimming in ponds. They were swimming. That, I mean, I think that might be a real thing, but that really weirded me out.
It weirded me out too. Mostly because cold.
That, but also duck poop.
And goose poo.
Yeah.
Yuck.
But they had changing rooms. So it was like an established.
Oh, it was an old reservoir, but still poop.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. And that was like their dating life.
Yes.
Swimming in duck poo together.
That's really sad. She like waited till Sundays. That was like her. It was just depressing. And then like, yeah, like it wasn't about her finding herself because she just like harbored on this guy. Yep. Oh, the yeah. boyfriend being a jerk.
That's right. Greg.
Greg.
Even, yeah, that he was such. Yeah. Don't call me unannounced.
Thought she left him when she was locked in a bathroom. Yes. I was like, hello,
has she ever been like that? Ever?
Like, maybe look in the bathrooms first.
Yep. Maybe just wait a little bit.
Also, how did no one want to go to the bathroom?
That too.
Like, if the bathrooms are so full that she went to that one, someone would have gone.
That's a great point. Also, it sucks to get thrown up on. I wouldn't know. But it just, the way it was described, I was like, I never want that.
No.
I never want that.
No.
No.
That was gross. That was really gross. Yeah. That was really gross. Not a good thing to put at the first line.
Oh,
that
yes,
was the first bookmarked. I mean, I didn't actually bookmark it, but that was my biggest.
You hated, that was like your least favorite line?
Out of the whole book.
Not even the heart in your chest line?
Well, that one made me laugh. This one just made me cringe. The night jam was rammed. Pounding music pulsed through the club and the walls felt sticky with sweat, alcohol, and likely worse.
Just say it, come.
Who is in a club being like, just onto the wall?
I mean, you have sex on a wall? I don't know. I don't know what happens in clubs. I don't go to clubs.
It was so, I was like, I don't want to read this book.
Yeah, even though it. Jam rammed. She had a lot of rhymes in here. Oh my gosh. Those those like one-liners that were uber deep and the characters just played off as like the other person being deep.
It's like, no. Or like, yeah,
it's
when
just weird.
Like when Quinn would say something poetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, she would say something poetic and I was like, you guys talk like fifth graders. This is absolutely not coming from your brains.
Yes, I agree. It was weird.
And then they weren't even
No, it wasn't at all.
It was like, oh, in the darkness, it's just the light comes and digs it all away. It's like, okay.
Yes. That is
just
how
like
physics
hearts are in chess.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I think that's like my biggest gripe is that it just was weirdly written.
Yes.
A lot of people had issues with the third person narrator. I didn't have that much of an issue.
No, I thought that because of the time jumps, you have to have that.
Yeah, but a lot of people thought it was outdated. Apparently, people think third person's outdated, which like, oops.
No, it's definitely making a comeback, but thanks for your opinion. That's fine.
Yeah, the romance wasn't there. The comedy wasn't there.
Nope. The conflict. Okay, also, Layla would go from like uber... Again, I'm going to say it, bitch, to best friend in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, why have whiplash?
Yeah. And she just like was everything Minnie wanted to be. And I feel like that would get depressing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Minnie was just a sad character.
Minnie was very depressing.
Yeah. And just not redeeming.
At all. Even when she like found herself.
I was like, I don't like you.
No, she was still annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I did not enjoy it. Well, this is actually going to be the shortest episode ever.
Woohoo!
Our recording time is under an hour.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say.
Because there's nothing else to say. Well, in that case, happy almost birthday, Katie.
Thanks.
Your, what was it? Love? Love something? Love? What did Layla call him?
Love twin?
Love twin.
Wait, actually, I do have some synchronicities with this book that's a little weird.
Okay, tell me.
I think I know why I did those pages now.
Oh. Wow, okay. Breeds in my spit again.
Yeah, I figured it out. Okay. Okay, so weird synchronicities. I was born on the first. Woohoo! My friend... from like middle school through high school through college was
who wasn't me, so I don't care.
No, he was born an hour after me on New Year's.
Okay.
And act a little more interested in my story, please.
I don't care about your other friends. Yes, I do. Keep going.
No, but had I been born at the hospital my brother was born at, we would have been born at the same hospital.
Whoa.
So that was a little weird. That was like, you know, two Capricorns, boy, we butted heads.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
But the other weird thing is that Greg was born on the 25th of April and Noah was born on the 23rd of April and you were on the 20th of April.
Yeah.
So it was like Taurus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was another weird synchronicity that like she had.
Yeah. Wow. You are her, but better.
Thanks.
You're like who she could have been had she been written.
I worked in a bakery. I made pies.
See? Boom.
We need a wider table.
I love this. Hey. Well, this book was boring, just like this episode. So thanks for. So thanks for listening.
We hope you have a happy new year.
Happy new year! Happy birthday to our very own Katie.
Woo!
Woo.
And Minnie and Quinn.
Minnie and Quinn. There were a couple reviewers who also had January 1st birthdays, which is the only reason they and we bought this book. I was in a Target and we were trying to find a book for the holidays. And I was like, Katie, they were born on New Year's Day.
Okay.
And then she was like, whatever.
Well, the other one was like camping on Christmas or something.
They were all stupid.
Yes.
Anyways, happy holidays.
And
happy new year.
Yes.
Here's hoping 2021.
Don't say it.
Is a 2021.
It's a year.
It's a year. Hopefully. Practice safe text.
Use commas. Okay, bye.
Bye.
You stop it.